pase lo que pase, la vida continúa.
Immigrant Voices, documenting the undocumented.
Pase lo que pase, la vida continúa.
My name is Alejandro. I was born in a small village called Santa Maria Pasco, which has an average population of 1,500 inhabitants. This village belongs to the district Asunción Nochixlán in the Mexican state of Oaxaca. I have now lived in the United States for 13 years. I am 33 years old, and this is my story. Everything started at the age of 20. Like many people, I left everything behind to start a better life in a new country. For some people, adapting to a new language, different foods, and styles of dress is more difficult than for others. I never thought I would end up living here. It started as a dream, the dream of coming to work in the U.S. for only 2 years, the way some of my friends had already done. They came to the U.S. to work and earn enough money to support themselves and their families back home. However, the circumstances were not easy. I was in a new country, without family or friends, and only the few things I could fit into a backpack. I've gotten used to it little by little, and even the incidents of discrimination I've faced have not been enough to deter me from moving forward. My jobs. I first started working in landscaping, but due to the rainy season there was little work, and since I was a new employee I was soon laid off. I began looking for a new job with little success. Things stayed like that for weeks, without family, friends, or a job, but always searching for something better. Occasionally I would find work, but everything was temporary, and my earnings were barely enough to pay for rent, food, clothes, and the few necessities I could afford. A year later, I found a good job with a wine bottling company, but sometimes I would only work for 2 or 3 days a week, so I had to keep searching for work wherever I could find it. Luckily, I found one at a restaurant washing the dishes and cleaning the tables at night. It was hard work, but I was happy to have it, and I started learning other things around the restaurant. I wanted to show my employers that I was interested in advancing and capable of learning whatever was necessary to do a better job. Management took notice, and they offered me the opportunity to work in another restaurant they owned, so I was very happy. With lots of persistence, my dream was finally coming true. To this day, I have never stopped learning, and I try to learn and get better at what I do every day. My objectives. I've learned so much about the restaurant business that a little over a year ago, I started my own business, Garcia's Catering. Little by little, I've continued improving my situation in life, and my business has been well received by the public. I hope to continue to grow my business and make it into something much bigger. Aside from that, soccer is a big passion of mine, and in the summer of 2016, I formed a small group of youth that were interested in playing at a higher level. Today, it is not such a small group, and we have formed our own club soccer program, and I am so proud at the progress that we have made. My family. The love of my family is infinite and unconditional. It doesn't matter if they are here with me, hundreds or even thousands of miles away. They know that they can always have a hug or affection from me. My family is the engine that keeps me running, but it isn't all happy. On September 18th, 2016, I lost my father, and it was the most painful experience of my life because I wasn't able to say goodbye to him. He meant everything to me. Even though he was an agricultural worker, he was very honest, polite, informed, and a moral, hardworking man that did everything in his power to give his family a better life. He brought so much joy that he is the pride of our family, and I treasure everything he taught me. He was able to give profound lessons with very few words. He showed me that even men can feel sorrow, which he felt because I left home for the U.S., but he was always able to pull himself out of depression. He taught me the value of life itself, that one has to fight for what one wants, appreciate what one has, and above all else, the value of the unconditional love that he gave me. For this and many other reasons, I still feel the deep pain of his loss. 13 years have passed by and I'm still here, living the American dream in this so-called land of opportunity that only offers that to those willing to work hard and be lucky enough to gain residency or citizenship. To finish this, I'd like to add a quote that I like very much. Life in the United States is not synonymous with riches, a good life, or a good job. Life in the U.S. is synonymous with hard work, sacrifice, loneliness, persistence, survival, and with enduring many incidents of being humiliated and looked down upon. It also means giving up many things you hold dear in the hopes of getting a better life. This quote is for those who have never left their homelands and who dare to criticize those who, with a little bit of bravery, a lot of fear, some expectation, and above all, faith in God, have the courage to leave our homes and our families searching for new horizons and a brighter future. This is the high price of the American dream, including leaving so many of our loved ones. I hope you like my story. I am not a writer, but tried to write something about my life.
Immigrant Voices is a Flobo production from Arcata, California. For more, search for us on NPR One.